The Chazar Zechanish of Bachach Chesach Shagam Vam Yehudim Sechach Pesach Daf Nun Tes. A Brisa says the Korban Tamid is brought before the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is brought before the Ketores, and the Ketores is brought before the lighting of the Menorah. The Tamid is brought before the Pesach because regarding the Pesach, the pasuk says Be'erev and Bein Harbayim, and regarding the Tamid, the pasuk only says Bein Harbayim. For this reason, the Ketores should be brought and the Menorah should be lit before the Pesach as well. Mar says the Brisa says the pasuk says that the Kohen should arrange it. It says Oisoy Yarich Oisoy Aaron Uvonam Me'erev Ad Boiker, which teaches that nothing else can be done after the menorah in the evening. And through a hekesh to Ketores, we're taught that the same halacha applies regarding the Ketores as well. Therefore, the Pesach has to precede the Ketores and the lighting of the menorah. There is a brisa of the Gemara that says that the Pesach is brought after the Ketores and the lighting of the menorah, because regarding the Pesach, the pasuk says Be'erev and Bein Arbayim, and regarding the menorah and the Ketores, the pasuk only says Bein Arbayim, so there is a brisa that holds that way. A brisa says the morning Ketores is brought before the morning Tamid, because regarding the morning Ketores, the pasuk says Ba'boiker, Ba'boiker, twice. And regarding the morning Tamid, the pasuk only says Ba'boiker once. Also, nothing is brought after the afternoon Tamid, except the Ketores and the lighting of the menorah, and the carbon Pesach. And the carbon of one who has to bring a carbon to allow him to eat kodesh, meaning a mechusa kippurim, which falls on Erev Pesach, also can be brought after the Tamid. Rav Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon, says, a mechusa kippurim may bring his carbon after the Tamid any day of the year, not just on Erev Pesach. According to the Tanakhama, it makes sense that the carbon of the mechusa kippurim may be brought after the Tamid on Erev Pesach, because bringing a carbon after the Tamid is only a violation of a mitzvah saseh. But it allows him to eat the carbon Pesach, which the Pesach is an assay that carries karas. So that's why it makes sense that we want him to be over the assay of bringing something after the Tumah, so that he should not be over the Pesach, which would then make him chayiv karas. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon, why should he be allowed to violate the assay just to allow him to eat a regular kodshim, which is also a simple assay during the rest of the year? Meaning, besides Pesach, why is he allowed to do it the rest of the year? So Ravina, the name of Chizah, said, we're discussing the bringing of a bird chatos, of which only the blood, not the intestines or the meat, goes on the mizbech, and therefore it's not considered problematic to be brought after the Tumid. Rav Papa gives a different heritage. Rav Papa says, we may even be talking about bringing an animal, but he leaves it on top of his back and burns it the next morning, and that way it does not become possible because it's already on top of his back, and it's not problematic with regard to the afternoon Tumid because it's not being burned until the morning. In fact, Gemara Metzayir with Mechusa Kippurim must bring an Ashram as well. According to our Papa, he can do the same thing as he does to the Chatas, leave it overnight on the Mizbeach. However, since the Ashram is not a bird, how would Rav Chista deal with this? Gemara says, the Brais is discussing where the Ashram was brought before the afternoon Tumid was brought. What about the oiler that has to be brought as well? It can't be that the oiler was brought before the Tumid, because the Brisa says that the oiler cannot be brought before the Chatos. So if the Chatos is not brought till after the Tumid, the oiler also can't be brought till after the Tumid. Rava said, the oiler of Mitzray is an exception to this general rule and may be brought before the Chatos, in which case the Brisa is discussing where the oiler was taka brought before the Tumid, and the Chatos was then left for after the Tumid. Fact, the Gemara, Yashom Bar Abba, Yasser Papa, how can we leave the carbon on top of the Mizbeach overnight? The Kahanam will think it belongs to a carbon that was offered that day and will burn it that night. Mar says Kahanam has reason, and therefore they won't make such a mistake. If the carbon is not offered until the morning, the Kahanam can't eat the Chatas until then. And we learned that one who brings a carbon Chatas gets his Kapara only when the Kahanam eat the carbon, which won't be until the next morning. So what has been gained by the bringing of the Chatas and leaving it on top of the Mizbeach the day before? Mar says, since it's not possible to offer the Chatas at this time, we treat it as if it's a carbon whose intestines were lost or became Tameh, in which case the Kahanam may eat the carbon even though it hasn't been offered. Here too, the Kahanam will be allowed to eat the carbon even though it has not yet been offered and burned on the Mizbeach. Mar brings that Rav Kahana asked, one pasuk says that the fats of a carbon may be burned throughout the night. Another pasuk says the fats have to be burned before the afternoon Tumid. He answered, as long as the blood of the carbon was offered on the Mizbeach before the afternoon Tumid, the remaining fats may be burned on the Mizbeach even at night. Rav Safra asks, one pasuk says the carbon Pesach may be burned on the Mizbeach all night. However, another pasuk says that a weekday carbon may not be burned on Yom Tov. So how can the Pesach, which is brought on Erev Pesach, be burned at night when it's already Yom Tov? Rav answered, the pasuk refers to Erev Pesach that was on Shabbos. In that case, it may be burned all night because a carbon of Shabbos may even be burned on Yom Tov.